I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports. The SWAL Conference track meet was held last night. Conference champions as teams. For the girls, Fenimore with 215, got by Darlington with 97.5. Riverdale finished fourth. Boscobel was third in the girls' rankings last night. For the boys, Fenimore was first. Cuba City was second. Riverdale fifth and Boscobel sixth. Some of the individuals for Riverdale, Tim Bailey, a conference champion in the 100 with a time of 11:14. And in the 200 with a time of 22:48. Noah Arrington was third in the 100, fourth in the 200. Dietrich Buchholz was third in the 300 hurdles and took a first place conference championship in the high jump. Drayton Deglow was fifth with a shot put throw, and Brady Goplin was fourth. Riverdale's 4x1 relay team was a conference champion. Noah Arrington, Dietrich Buchholz, Drayton Deglow, and Tim Bailey ran that for the Chieftains. Also last night, it was Boscobel finishing strong with a 4x2 relay taking first place. Tucker Schmidt-Cox, Gabe Davis, Cameron Hogan, and Cooper Leffler ran that for the Bulldogs. Their 4x4 took second in the conference. Tucker Schmidt-Cox, Gabe Davis, Job Wetter, and Cooper Leffler. And Boscobel's Cameron Hogan took a first place in the pole vault with an 11.6 vault. For the girls yesterday, Nora Gilson of Boscobel took a championship in the 800 run. Doing well yesterday as well. Aaliyah Kleesner for the Bulldogs taking a conference championship in the 1600 and in the 3200 meter run. The 4x8 Bulldogs were first. Aaliyah Kleesner, Maddie Kennett, and Aubrey Seep, along with Nora Gilson, ran that for Boscobel. For Riverdale, girls track highlights yesterday included Olivia Meese finishing second in the 800 run. And Mallory Meese was third in the 1600. Gretchen Buchholz took a first place in the 100-meter hurdles with a 16:27. In the girls' high jump, Gretchen Buchholz took second place for the triple jump. Haley Schneider, a freshman for Riverdale's track team, finished fifth in the triple jump. And Kayla McCorkle, fourth in shot put. There's more conference track today. Michael Hernan has more.
Conference track meets are underway, continuing tonight. Here are the conferences competing in tonight's slate. The SWC conference track meet will be hosted by River Valley. Also competing will be Dodgeville, Lancaster, Platteville, Prairie du Chien, and Richland Center. The Ridge and Valley Conference track meet will be hosted by Kickapoo Lafarge at Kickapoo's Track. Other teams participating will be DeSoto, Ithaca Weston, North Crawford, Seneca, and Wazika Steuben. The Scenic Bluffs Conference track meet will be hosted by Royal. Other teams participating will be Bangor, Brookwood, Cashton, Hillsboro, Nisida, New Lisbon, and Waniwak Center. The Cooley Conference track meet will be hosted by Arcadia. Other teams participating are Black River Falls, Gale Etchick Trempealeau, Luther, Viroqua, Westby, and West Salem. The Six Rivers Conference track meet will be hosted by River Ridge. Other teams participating will be Albany, Argyle-Pecatonica, Belmont, Benton Scales Mound Schulzberg, Blackhawk, Potosi Cassville, and Monticello. For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan.
High school baseball last night. River Valley won a Southwest Conference game over Richland Center 6-0. The game, which was a makeup after a rainout last week, saw the Blackhawks avenge a 14-4 loss to Richland Center earlier in the season. On senior night, the Blackhawks were led by their two seniors. Logan Willis went 2-for-3 at the plate, and Daniel Yonke was the winning pitcher. He threw a great game as he struck out 13, walked 1, and gave up just 2 Hornet hits. Wes Bosworth and Jacob McDonald each had hits. McDonald pitched into the 4th inning and gave up 4 hits and walked 5. Thomas Hohner finished the game and struck out 1 while yielding 2 hits. Griffin Sprecher and Caden Plumley each scored twice. Chase Gilbertson had an RBI and a walk. Jaden Gauger was 1-for-2 with a walk. And Keegan Heiser 1-for-1 for River Valley. The Blackhawks are now 7-10 overall and will play a doubleheader at home against Platteville today. Richland Center is 5-9. They will play at Prairie du Chien today. Lancaster was a winner over Southwestern 8-5 yesterday. Cuba City edged Dodgeville 6-5. Viroqua made up a game and defeated Black River Falls 11-1, then lost to Aquinas 10-0. New Lisbon over Nisida 11-5. In high school softball last night, Dodgeville was a winner over Richland Center, 14-0, the final score. Dodgeville's Bree Wasley pitched for the victory last evening. For Richland Center, hits from Kaylee Nee and Riley Schultz. Dodgeville wins in five innings yesterday at Richland Center High School. Boscobel, 5-0 over Southwestern. Fenimore took two from Darlington, 17-0 and 13-1. Prairie du Chien, 13-3 over Platteville. Waseca Steuben beat Seneca, 12-0. Wisconsin Dells, 10-6 over Nakusa. Nacita, 13, New Lisbon, nothing. DeSoto was a winner against North Crawford, 13-2 as well in the Ridge and Valley Conference softball. On today's schedule, Weston will be hosting Lafarge at Kaz Memorial Park. Baseball action will get underway at 5 o'clock this afternoon. Ithaca baseball and softball will be on the road to Stoddard, Wisconsin, to take on DeSoto. For Richland Center, baseball action at Prairie du Chien, softball at Viroqua. And also soccer action, the Hornets will be hosting River Valley tonight at 7 o'clock at Avitus Rip Field. For River Valley tonight, doubleheader action for the River Valley baseball team against Platteville. There's also softball action at home against Prairie du Chien. And for Riverdale, JV and varsity baseball tonight. The Riverdale varsity team will be pitching against Darlington starting at 4:30 today. We'll have the call on WRCO Radio of that SWAL game. The Chieftains one game off the pace in the conference race with a couple of games to go after tonight. I asked Coach Kurt Thompson about the team's biggest win so far.
Probably last Friday when we beat Mineral Point 3-2 down at Mineral Point was a big one. They were there in first place. We needed to have that if we had any hopes for contending for the conference, and I thought we played really well because that's a really busy week. We had Darlington on Monday and lost a tough one that day, but bounced back to beat Fenimore on Tuesday, and then came back to pick up the big one against Point on Friday. I think so far that's been the big one.
I asked Kurt about tonight's opponent, Darlington.
Oh, for sure. This is a big game. Darlington's surged into the top spot in the conference right now with a 10-2 record, and Mineral Point's at 9-2, so they're basically tied. And we're one game behind them, so we're at 8-3. So, yeah, this is a huge game. You know, if we have hopes for competing for the conference championship, we need to somehow pull this one off tonight.
And what else do you have left to play after tonight's game in the conference?
After tonight, we play Ava Grant on Thursday at home and Cuba City on Friday at home. So we got a nice little homestand coming up. So I know the guys are, you know, ready to go and enthusiastic about it. And it's nice to have this opportunity, and we'll see what happens.
We'll present the game tonight at 5 on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Darlington at Riverdale. Church League softball opens up tonight at Kroska Park. Eight teams will take part in the league this year. The opening night schedule, East Diamond, 7 o'clock this evening. Boscobel Assembly of God plays the Mission. Richland Baptist Temple 1 will umpire. At 8:15, Richland Baptist Temple 1 will take on St. Mary's, and Boscobel will umpire. On the West Diamond, it will be Free Methodist against Bethel Lutheran. Richland Baptist Temple 2 will umpire. And then in the 8:15 game, Church of the Nazarene plays Richland Baptist Temple 2. Free Methodist will umpire the game. A quality start is not always a winning start, even though Colin Ray did well last night, meeting the requirements, allowing three or fewer runs in six or more innings. The Brewers still lost 8-6 to the Pirates. Colin Ray talked about his outing.
Pitch count got up there those first few innings and was making some mistakes over the plate, and they were putting some good swings on them. Just got into some deep counts to get the pitch count up, but yeah, I felt like we made a good adjustment those last few innings to kind of get those six innings in.
Milwaukee made a mad dash comeback, falling short. Jake Bowers delivered his first career grand slam as Milwaukee came running back. Here's manager Pat Murphy.
I love our team, huh? You know, the way they battle. It's a sign of, you know, we did a lot of things not so good, but we had an opportunity to win the game. And obviously, you know, that Keller pitched. I think all the attention on the other two guys, I think he stepped up tonight. He pitched great, man. I've seen him do this before, but Keller was great. Ball was taken off. He was in total command.
Joe Ross starts tonight's game between the two teams for the Brewers. Elsewhere yesterday, it was Atlanta shutting out the Cubs 2-0. Philadelphia 5, the Mets 4. Colorado 5-4 over San Diego. Dodgers 6, San Francisco 4. Arizona 6-5 over Cincinnati. In the American League, Toronto 3, Baltimore 2. Tampa Bay 5-3 over Boston. Houston 9, Oakland 2. Cleveland 7-0 over Texas. Seattle 6, Kansas City 2. Detroit was a winner, 6-5 over Miami, and St. Louis topped the Angels, 10-5. Washington and the White Sox postponed. In the NBA playoffs, Boston 109, Cleveland 102, Oklahoma City beat Dallas 100-96. From the NHL playoffs, Carolina 4-1 over the Rangers, and Dallas 5-1 against Colorado. And the Packers preparing for the next mini camps, and there will be a lot of competition in camp for the kicking position. Special teams coach Rick Bisaccia talked about the three kickers in camp.
You know, they're all working every day. So one day we do two, next day we do one, next day we do two, then we do one, then we flip each week. So they're going against each other really on a daily basis. And it's been a good competition. I think they're all getting better. We were inside for the beginning part, so we've had some inside days, and now we've had 4 days of outside days. So hopefully it'll continue for a while.
That's a look at sports on this Tuesday morning. I'm Phil Nee.